Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz, and my guest today is, well, it's me. Welcome, guys. I'm going to do a show solo today, no guest, something I want to share with you towards the end of the year. I do need to let you know that today's episode is sponsored by Inbound.org, an online hub where good marketers come to get better. I want to talk about link building. So don't worry, this is not some technical SEO type of under the hood thing. Link building to me is the new networking, and no matter what Google does to try to devalue backlinks, they remain a really important factor in terms of your site showing up when people search for the things that you want them to find you for. Certainly the game has changed, but probably next to, you know, the actual content that you write and how long you've been at it, the page level links that come back to your site, probably the second most in many cases important in terms of you ranking. Now, it can be a really time draining tactic. There are a lot of SEO folks that charge a lot of money and do a lot of really what Google sees as evil things to generate links because they're so important. But here's what you need to remember. Before we talk about any of the tactics, and I'm going to share three of my favorite tactics, here's what you need to remember is that people link to things worth sharing. It really is that simple. So it's not some, you know, black hat SEO practice or some way to trick people into linking to you. You've got to work at this. You've got to do something that people want to link to. And that's why I say that it's really in some ways the new networking, because people want to share great content. They want to share content with their audiences and their networks and their visitors. And so if you give them something to share, if you target the right people for links, you're going to acquire the links that you're going to need to rank or at least outrank your competition. And let's start there. The first tactic that I want to talk about in terms of link building is keep your competitors very close. And what I mean by that is, if you want to find that one of the best resources for where you might find great links or people that might want to link back to your content, do some searches on your competitors. Find out who's outranking you. And this doesn't necessarily have to be the person in your town that you go head-to-head with as a competitor. This is anybody who is outranking you for the search terms that you want to rank for, whether that's locally or nationally. So find those people. Do some searches on some of the things that are important terms to you, and you're going to find a handful of competitors or other high authority sites that rank already and that have links. So how do you find those links? I use a tool called Ahrefs, A-H-R-E-F-S. And what that tool does is it allows you to go to any website or any URL and see who is linked to this site, who is sending traffic to this site, who is linking to their content. I like to really look at, say, the last 30 days, because you want to look at recent activity. It might not be that relevant if somebody linked 4 or 5 years ago. So look at recent activity and start finding the content they link to, and then start thinking about, you know, how could you make a pitch to this website or this influencer in a way that would make them want to link to you. So maybe if you see that this particular site links to a lot of or gets guest posts or writes guest posts, think about pitching them on a similar idea. Take an article from a competitor that has written something and really expand on it. Make it better. Introduce them to somebody in your network that might be a good contact. There's some tremendous relationship building things that you can do once you start identifying some of these sites that link to competitors. And in many cases, they'll be very motivated to link to you if you're producing good, relevant content. So that's number one. I want to go into number two, and this one is actually, I don't see a lot of people doing this, but this is one that I think can be quite easy and quite effective as a way to both get links and also get people sending traffic to your content. So about once a week, I get a request from a content marketer who's working on something called a roundup style blog post. So what they do is they'll go out and they'll try to round up a bunch of experts or tools or resources. People love roundup posts. They're kind of like list posts, I guess, but maybe even more detail and a little more depth, and the search engines like them better as well. but they can also draw lots of shares and lots of links. In fact, that's really one of the main reasons that I think people produce these roundup posts, is because let's say they feature 20 or 30 experts in a post. Well, the hope is that each of these experts is going to spread the word. So it's a great link building strategy to find sites that routinely assemble these roundup posts, particularly if it's obviously if it's in your niche or industry, and really network to have them quote you or link to a post that you have or include you in somehow in their next roundup article. So how do you find these roundup posts? Again, just turn to Google. You can do actually a search operator in title, and I'll have this in the show notes today if you want to click over to the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. But in title, colon, roundup, and then plus whatever your topic is. So if you were trying to find people that do roundup posts, say for link building, like we're talking about today, you would just type in title, column, roundup, plus link building. And you would find, I guarantee you, a bunch of roundup type of posts, or maybe even a list of sites that run roundup posts. So once you find a suitable list, some roundup targets, then you just want to spend some time networking. Don't just simply reach out and say, hey, include me in your next post. Follow them for a couple weeks, read them, comment on them, share them, do all the things that equate to networking. That's an effective way for you to start getting noticed, start building strategy. I know that when people do that, like it or not, they hang around, they make comments, they seem like a reasonable person in the things that they do. I know that I'm much more likely to link back to them or to start paying attention to what it is they're doing, or certainly in some cases, maybe think about including them in something that I'm doing or sharing a link to some of the content that they've written. So as I said at the outset, this particular post is sponsored by inbound.org, and you can visit their homepage to see the top posts as voted by the members. Join them for conversations, discussion, networking. It is inbound.org, where good marketers come to get better. So let's talk about one more tactic for link building. And this is one of my favorites because it's just a solid business content, relationship building, referral building, and it covers so many areas. And it's particularly effective for those local businesses, you business owners out there that are trying to find people in your community. So one of the things you want to do is, as a really business development, business building strategy, is to start networking with local businesses, particularly those that could be potential strategic partners. Maybe you'd meet them at an event, a Chamber of Commerce event, and you guys would talk about working together, or you might have a client to refer to them and vice versa. Well, think about also building this online platform with them. So if there's somebody you work with, buy from, or network with, you know, that's local, so think about ways that you could link to and from each other. I would count with suppliers, you know, particularly national brands. I mean, what are some ways that you could actually reach out to a supplier and offer to do a guest post? Let's say you've produced a great ebook. Well, think about all the strategic partners that you might be able to share that with and let them co-brand it and maybe send it out to their entire network. Think about writing testimonials for each other. And obviously, even better if you're buying from each other, which I hope that you do as well. But this gives you a way to actually link back to your site. So think about that business that you love, that you do business with, and you write an unsolicited testimonial to. That's great content. They want to put that on their website. And in many cases, they'll give you a link back to their site. So expand that whole tactic. There's no reason you couldn't be doing 8 or 10 or 12 of those a month to start drawing links back to your site. Don't forget the organizations you belong to. The Chamber of Commerce, your local chapter of your business organization, the BNI groups, whatever, all the things that you belong to, think about guest posts for them. And don't forget, you know, charitable foundations, alumni chapters, all of these things are great ways for you to get links back to your site. If you sponsor any events, obviously one of the benefits of being able to support charities in your community is that in many cases they will create sponsor pages. Those will automatically be high quality links back to your site. There's no question that link building is and has become kind of a hand-to-hand combat of sorts. But again, I keep going back to that idea that is very much like effective networking. So you have to think a little bit outside the box with some of these tactics. People aren't just going to shower you with links because you buy them or because you sign up and list your article in some directory. Those days are over. Today, Google wants to see what feel and look to them like handcrafted organic links between businesses that support each other through content producers that are writing and producing great content. So use these three strategies to really up your backlink quotient. If you like what you heard today, I also want to let you know that we put a lot of this great content around this particular topic into a free ebook. We put a free ebook out once a month. Maybe you've seen some of them on the site. We have one, our most current one is on building your online assets, and link building is certainly a huge part of that. And I invite you to come and check out our community page where you can, for a subscription, actually acquire our entire library of free ebooks. So I encourage you to check it out. Again, there'll be a link in the show notes to this as well, but come visit, come grab that free ebook. So that's it for this week. We'll talk to you next week.